Just last week, the Prime Minister said there were hundreds of thousands of jobs that could be filled in the lead up to the summer holiday season. But many young Australians, particularly those outside the major cities, are still finding it hard to get work. The youth unemployment rate is 13.1%. In fast-growing regions like Ipswich in southeast Queensland, community leaders say poor public transport isn't helping, as Stephanie Smale reports.
The city of Ipswich, about an hour west of Brisbane, is home to one of Australia's biggest Pacific Islander communities. But church leaders like Pastor Sue Nakisa-Oti are concerned that many young people aren't working.
Too many young kids, they don't do anything and they end up doing some silly stuff. They end up with the liquor system and they can't wipe that off. And that really stopped them from enter any sort of workforce.
Australia's Pacific Islander population has almost doubled in 10 years and is expected to keep rising. But Pastor Sue isn't convinced governments are doing enough to help young people with multicultural backgrounds to find jobs.
I wish the government really engaged to the community because as far as I'm concerned, we are the one that's seeking help. They not step out and say, hey, listen, this is what we provide for you. I don't see that happening.
The CEO of the Ipswich Community Youth Service, Amanda Majerison, agrees it's particularly hard to find a job in fast-growing communities outside major cities.
If you're looking at areas like Brisbane that has existing rail, it has new light rail being implemented, you've got the Olympics coming up in 11 years, and then you come out to Ipswich where a lot of young people, young families are being pushed due to the affordability of living, and even Ipswich is becoming unaffordable. The flow-on effect is that the infrastructure isn't there to support young people and young families to access the services, businesses, etc.
Plans for a new rail line linking Ipswich and its surrounding communities to Brisbane have been stalled for more than a decade, with state and local governments blaming a lack of federal funding for the delay. Amanda Majerison again.
However, my understanding is that's years away and reliant on funding to bring that along, if at all. That would, of course, create additional opportunities for young people's movement.
She says her organisation works closely with federal and state agencies, which are trying to reach young people out of work. The last federal budget set aside more than $480 million to help 15 to 24-year-olds find work or do further study. But Amanda Majerison points out even those who have a job aren't getting enough hours.
We have a lot of casualisation of industries like hospitality, where young people may be picking up a number of shifts but would definitely have capacity to pick up additional.
She says affordable accommodation and access to financial support while training are also major barriers. That's why she's keen to continue working with state and federal governments to develop new ways to help young people get a job and keep it.
Stephanie Smale reporting there.